Hey, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip, an episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or a challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning into our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. This week, I'm going to share with you a simple process that promises profound results. Scientists have succeeded in making two strangers fall in love in a lab by getting them to do this process. So I wonder what happens if you are already in a relationship and you do this practice. Will it help you fall deeper in love? The process is simple. Answer 36 questions in about an hour. Then set a timer and look into each other's eyes for 4 minutes. Then see how you both feel. Here's a little background information on the research behind this practice. In Mandy Len Catron's New York Times Modern Love essay, To Fall in Love with Anyone, Do This, she refers to a study by the psychologist Arthur Aaron and others that explores whether intimacy between two strangers can be accelerated by having them ask each other a specific series of personal questions. The 36 questions in the study are broken up into 3 sets, with each set intended to be more probing than the previous one. The idea is that mutual vulnerability fosters closeness. To quote the study's authors, one key pattern associated with the development of a close relationship among peers is sustained, escalating, reciprocal, personal self-disclosure. Allowing oneself to be vulnerable with another person can be exceedingly difficult, so this exercise forces the issue. End quote. Some of the questions are, what would constitute a perfect day for you? If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be? Is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it? The 36 questions are designed to increase in levels of personal disclosure and thus intimacy as they progress. We often forget to look at our partners anew, forget that we don't know everything about them, even if we've been together for decades. When we remember that fact and choose to get intimate with each other's minds and intentionally create vulnerability together, intimacy happens. From there, love can be present. The act of sharing information with your lover that you don't often tell other people and discovering something new about yourself and each other can be fascinating and novel, which can create a new experience of intimacy and potentially love between you. Also, really paying attention to each other is intoxicating. So I dare you to create a date night around this. Pour each other your favorite drinks and take an hour or so and see what happens. And I'd love to hear about it. Sometimes the things that we know create a real difference in relationships are simple but not necessarily easy. Enjoy exploring this simple experience and see what the results are. The links to the New York Times articles, the questions themselves, as well as a link to a free app with all the questions, are on the show notes page for this podcast, which is 171. Find this all at pleasuremechanics.com. Every page on the website has the podcast tab. Hit that tab and look for podcast number 171. And remember, for a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways and more, sign up for our newsletter over at pleasuremechanics.com. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking. And you'll find them all over at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. I'm Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.